high-tech reckoning is coming. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That pledge and so many words from House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy just telling Fox News.
January 3rd cannot come fast enough, that we free this country from this, that they no longer, that we can truly have free speech.
He's promising broad oversight, not just about Twitter, when Republicans take control of the House next month. This as Twitter faces renewed criticism from conservatives after new owner Elon Musk allowed the release of more internal communications, this time by journalist Barry Weiss, calling it Twitter's secret blacklists and detailing what the platform called visibility filtering, otherwise known as shadow banning.
Twitter files revealing through screenshots of documents and employee communication that they use the tool to actively limit the visibility of not just specific accounts, but also certain content and ideas from trending. What last night's drop reveals, though, is Twitter was deciding what important discussions were allowed wide reach. These decisions were happening at the highest level, the platform even having a secret counsel, including former CEOs Jack Dorsey.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady, in response to a user's tweet, Musk also revealing political candidates were shadow banned. Former Twitter executives have denied deliberately downgrading or shadow banning accounts. Basketball star Brittany Griner, now at a military hospital in Texas, arriving earlier today after being released by Russia in a controversial prisoner swap that did not win freedom for American Paul Whelan and sent imprisoned arms dealer Victor Boot back to Russia.
Boot was known for his ability to circumvent arms embargoes and supply weapons to groups around the world. He has ties to Russian intelligence, and for years, the Russian government tried to secure his release.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House, which says the president had a tough decision to make because the Russians would not consider Paul Whelan as part of the deal for Boot. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer just confirming he's agreed to let an Arizona senator keep her committee assignments after she announced she's no longer a member of the Democratic Party. But the Biden administration also expects to keep working well with her.
Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema has been a key partner on historic legislation, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says in a statement, noting support for COVID relief, the bipartisan infrastructure law, the Inflation Reduction Act, and gun safety legislation. Sinema announced she is changing her party affiliation from Democrat to independent, but says she does not intend to caucus with Republicans. The White House says Sinema's decision will not change the new Democratic majority in the Senate, and they have every reason to expect to continue working successfully with Sinema.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A Native American tribe in Northern California up against a deadline today to wrap up a search for human remains.
That search for human remains and cultural artifacts is taking place on what once was a tribal village site, but will soon become home to a shared-use path and parking area off of Interstate 5 near Redding, California. Ancestors of the Wintu tribe were buried near the site. Tribal leaders are claiming they did not get proper notification about the project, but local and federal officials claim the tribe was told about it back in 2019. The federal government has since allowed the tribe 1,000 hours to sift for artifacts and remains. So far, they've found arrowheads and mortars and pestles, among other items. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Stocks turning higher after a choppy morning with a report showing inflation inflation slowing, but not as much as economists were hoping. Prices at the wholesale level up 7.4% in November compared to a year ago, and for the month, up 0.3 of a point for a third straight month. Right now, the Dow's up 21 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.